Yeah.
So hi, welcome to another episode of your favorite Magodi podcast, Magodi Unveiled. I'm your host, the resident Magodi, Siya Tim. Now, as you know, on this podcast, we talk about all things relating to Omagodi, and this week is no different. In today's episode, we are talking about love potions, Korobela. Now, here on Magodi Unveiled, we only bring you the best. And in today's episode, we have Gogo Ntombi, who is a sangoma, and she will be breaking it all down for us. Gogo Ntombi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's jump right in. As we said, today we're talking about love potions. What are love potions?
Well, love potions, in my understanding, are mixes that are put together with the intent behind it being love. So it has to do with either loving somebody or being loved or finding a lost lover, but anything to do with love and potion wise. So I suppose whatever's in that mix of your potion has to do with whatever your outcome is required in terms of the love outcome.
Okay, and do they work?
Of course they work.
So they work.
Yes.
And why would someone decide to give another person a love potion? Like, at what point is it? Before you get into the relationship and say, that one, I want that one, or is it a, we are here now, but I want you to stay?
Okay, what, but what there are many reasons. There okay. are very many reasons. There's. I just want to be loved. I think a lot of we've seen a huge intake or increase in those who are looking for love, in terms of girls actually setting out what they want in the potion, but more along the lines of what kind of a partner they're looking for. So, like, specifying things now, like, I don't just want anybody, and I'm not looking for a husband, but I want somebody to pay my bills.
Yes,
I'm looking for, yeah. So there's that kind of a love potion. Then there's the love potion of, I'm now with somebody, I want to make sure that they don't, the infamous or famous, Bega Minangedwa, this person's with me. I do not want them to love anyone else besides me. There's that. These are just the general categories. There's so many, of course. Then there's the my lover tends to stray. I want that to stop. Then there's the love potion for. I want my lover to not see what I do with other people. Like, you're asking me a lot.
So there are subdivisions to this thing.
That's how complicated it is. Once you put the word love, I mean, that's very broad. So obviously potions around that. Any potion is umuti or something that has been put together. So it's around the topic of love.
Very layered.
Extremely layered.
So then, is there a way to know how safe or how dangerous they are? Are we to assume, just like any other medicine, there's side effects or reactions to it? Like, you put in a cream and then suddenly you start developing an itch because of this cream. So
of course, these are prepared by humans. There's human error. There's the fly-by-nights. There's those that don't know what they're doing. There are those that are just taking your money. There's, of course, of course, definitely. There's, you know, it's lots of people get, a lot of what makes them popular is their clientele and their feedback. And I think hearsay would be kind of like, yo, you want to be sorted with that? Go to Swabi's Ban Ban, you'll sort you out. Is your man to what? Okay, so. You know, word of mouth type of a thing. So I guess it depends on what it is that you're looking for. But yeah, there are terrible side effects, of course. I mean, there's the age-old question of how long it lasts.
We are getting there. We want to know.
Yeah,
I want to know. You want to know how long it lasts.
No, I don't want to know.
our viewers want to know.
I don't want to know.
do you then ever try to talk a client out of using a love potion? So if they come to you and say, "Gogo Dumbi, I want this person to love me," or "I want this is the reason I want a potion, and I want these specifications," are you ever in a place where you're like, "Don't do this"?
But of course, that's like the right of admission sign on the door. You know, if I can narrate it or compare it to being an attorney, and I'm in a criminal attorney who defends murderers, let me play devil's advocate against murderers. I still, personally, as an individual, I would defend somebody who murdered somebody, depending on how you murdered somebody.
Okay.
If you know what I mean. So I think that's very relative to the kind of love potion that you're looking for.
Okay.
And then there's love potions, of course. There's the self-love potions, and there's potions now that are being made to realign women. Then there's that aspect of a love potion itself. Because I think anything that needs some sort of a push has been misaligned somewhere as well. You shouldn't need... I mean, for me, as you were talking from the beginning, you need to understand that my understanding and my belief system is that the herbs that we use are supposed to support you in what it is that you're looking for. It's like going to your doctor, "I have this kind of an illness, so this is our treatment plan." Treatment plan, I'd like to highlight on, because then I'm liking to focus on the fact that there's something wrong with me or something that is unwell or diseased or needs to be fixed. Whether it's within me, where did I and should I? So me, as Buti and aside of Gogo Dumbi, have always been, and other person who believes in, if there's somebody in my life, I'd really love for you to be here because you want to be here. And then it becomes a broader topic, because when you work with Imiti, there's ultimately the individual self-will, and some of us believe, and some people tamper and push that bar to an extent, but that's a whole other kettle of fish, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So you can kind of have, and then you've said love potion, you must understand that, like I said to you, you're talking about a very broad terminology here. You can have a situation with a couple that has been broken, that has been torn apart by infidelity. I'm giving you an example. You can have and give them immediately that still falls under love potion, rightfully or wrongfully not.
Okay.
Mutual turn.
Yeah. But they've now come together.
Yes, because you said to me love potion, so that's a love potion thing. So then we put them in my baby and we try and heal whichever spouse or partner has been hurt and try and scare the low plume logo. And part of the healing, and then it comes to what is it that you're using. I mean, we all know that lavender, for example, helps heal the soul as a plant alone. But it's also a very powerful love potion medicine.
Okay.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing. It makes you self-love. How can that be a bad thing? Rose quartz, the crystal that you use, is for love. It's for self-healing. It's for nurturing. It heals wounds. So I'm giving you an example of a love potion. You can use lavender together. The lavender, as you boil the lavender, it filters into your house and then it clears the entire energy of the house. Because if I'm in the house and I'm the woman of the house and I'm traumatized, remember that I'm imprinting on my house, my home, the food I'm cooking, love potion. So like, it's a huge, massive topic that would you, if you know what I mean. And then if you have the contribution of your partner, and then you go through whether you need, depending on what your problem is, we can be talking about miscarriages. We're seeing a lot of breakages and hurt in men that are suffering, and obviously have always been suffering through loss of babies. But there's actual serious, serious trauma that a lot of them carry. You know, so I know I'm digressing a little bit, but if you're trying to heal or trying to heal a womb, you've also then got to look at the partner. And so when you said to me, what are your boundaries for who you choose to help, that is a situation where I know for a fact, because my first question always is, do you love this person? Like, let's start there. Is it treatable? Is it healable? Do you want to heal it? Come, individual, do you want to heal it? Surely if you're trying to heal both of us, you'd be like, come with me, we're going to see this person for blah, 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 blah. The same way we went to see our attorney to sign whatever, whatever. Love potion. What would we create for you is a love potion.
Now, you've touched on how different they can be, depending also on the situation, why the person wants it and all of that. I think a lot of people will think about love potions in a very fickle manner. So when you talk about them, are some maybe administered orally? Others, we've heard people talking about sexually transmitted ones, these topically. So can you explain that for us? Does it matter how it's been administered in order for it to work?
I'm sure it definitely would matter how it is administered.
Okay.
For how it would work. I suppose the common usage would be orally. But again, you know, the orally part comes to, I don't know, there's that connotation of now you're, because if you're going to put it in your food, you know, we're talking back again, the negative love potions, as in I'm putting mochi on your food in secret, or are we both, but yeah, then there's topically. the choices have been known to do it. Please can somebody not shoot me out there. Where they have things topically that the man puts on him that causes, you asked about adverse effects on the woman. Should she stray?
Okay.
Yeah.
This is so interesting.
So
now,
that would be, but then again, I'm not sure how it would be ministered, but I imagine some of it would be topically, I don't know. So, you know, penetration is key, obviously, at some point.
Okay.
When it comes to, yeah, penetration is key in this conversation, okay. Some way, somehow.
So there are those that are sexually transmitted? Or
a lot of things are sexually transmitted. Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
Now, when you need to get your glasses done, you have to renew it every 2 years. Your driver's license is valid for 5 years. Gogo Ndombi is going to tell us, Gogo Ndombi, are these things or these love potions, are they done once off? Are they renewed at regular intervals? Like, how does it work?
No, I think it depends, but generally they have a certain lifespan. And I think you'd hope for some lifespan, but generally speaking, I'm gonna speculate and say it has a limitation.
Okay, and as a person who has been, this is where English fails us. Now I'm a Xhosa lady, and we will say in Xhosa, isiXhosa asitoliki, which means you can't really translate it. You can interpret what it means, but you can't really translate. So I don't know how to say this in English, but can you ankorobela yourself? If someone has korobelled you, they put a love potion, whether it's in your food or put it in your body lotion, can you say then, I don't want this, I'm unkorobelling myself? I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, can I undo nasty stuff?
Yes, undo
of
it.
Course. Yes.
So would a person then have to come consult, or how would it work?
Yeah, I suppose at the level, but yeah, definitely. I don't see how you do it on your own. But I mean, some people become well-versed, but yes, ideally you'd need some support and help from another person in the field who's versed with the field. Yeah, definitely.
And is it possible then to be immune to love potion?
Some people will tell you that they are.
I'm immune to this. It almost got me
out. Yeah. And that's a whole other kettle of fish. Someone's belief system is their belief system.
Okay.
Faith is quite a strong thing. I really can't talk for every single person's faith.
Of course.
But yeah, it's possible. But yeah, some people say that. I don't know, but you know, you need to understand that all potions, or most potions, will function on a level of a negative vibration of sorts. So if you know somebody has that intent for you and it's that strong, and now remember that the greatest issue or challenge, or I always say the strongest bond that an individual or human will have, the first strongest bond is the one that you have with your mother, the person whom you shared an umbilical cord with. The second strongest bond is anyone that we're intimate with. This now comes to the fact that we need to understand that it doesn't actually matter who he was, what the intention was, but that thing that we shared is that strong. Consciously, unconsciously. Fact. So if you're walking around with a lot of bad karma with you, that whether or not that person's even aware of, once I'm with you, it's part of me. So now, if you put into the mix of what Uktagata works on are the cracks in your spirituality, and that's what shields you, i.e. aupathi, or you're not protecting yourself, or you're not praying for yourself, where you are, emotionally you're broken, at your weakest, i.e. your fighting spirit is lower, are you with me? Then in it comes, just some stupid, useless thing he got from Dr. Habijan at in town will work.
Oh my goodness.
Because of the series of sequence of events that it found you in.
No, Gogo, I
so it's a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once you learn a nom to, that's it. You've shed a lot.
It's not just wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
No.
Now, Gogo, I think the last thing we'd like to find out for our viewers is, can you overdose on a love potion?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where it's just, it wasn't meant to be love, but now bordering stalking and other things.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about that.
It all boils down to being aligned. Being aligned. Again, it's, you know, my intention for going to set out to look for this thing, where was the emptiness and how did I fill it? And again, what kind of a relationship have you formed, or are you asking spirit to build with somebody who doesn't have an interest with you? Now, just work with me in theory here. You have gotten herbs and things, you're trying to change their mind, you're trying to get them to love you, and just already logic will tell you that what you've created is a mess. And then you're stuck with it, it's misaligned. It's misaligned. It's not. It's unnatural. Now it creates problems because there's a fight between Lotlalo Mundlo to say, but your person's putting funny things in our drinks. It's not even working. But the intent in Xhosa.
Okay.
I can be giving you baby powder, but in Xhosa, it's like how. When Uthi is not looking, Gogo Ntombi is not looking. Ha! And Uthi umthanda kangaka. Ha! The repercussions may be dire depending on what you've done for that person.
Hmm. So intentions are important.
They're everything, they're key. And then remember, once you have an emotional bond with someone, where I was going with that. Now I like you, now I love you, rightfully or wrongfully, whether it's a toxic or not toxic relationship, we have a bond that feeds, it's energetic, it feeds, whether it's feeding negatively or positive, it's feeding. Anyway, depending on the healer you found. So I always say it's very important to analyze a situation independently. There are general rules and parallels and things, but always look at a specific one first and, you know, cone in. That's what I suppose seeking guidance is all about.
Wow, Gogo Ntombi is breaking it down so nicely for us and explaining how layered this thing can be. And I think the takeaway for all of us here should be that each to their own. I think that's the safest way to explain it, but each to their own, because not everyone believes in one thing, and so people will do what fits well with their spirit.
Yeah,
I think. So Gogo Ntombi, thank you so much for joining us and taking the time to explain it for us, and that's all we have time for today. Thank you. We really appreciate you coming in and explaining to all Magodi Bethu about how these things work and going forward, what people should do and what people shouldn't do. And a special thank you to you also for watching. We really appreciate you. Until next time, from me, Siya Tsewu, your resident Magodi. Bye-bye.